You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com.
Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. I'm not homeless, but I can't pay my basic bills. I don't know how to fix this or make it better. What do I do? Let's get into it.
Jesus, I'm a freak, 'cause I believe that I'm a special case. That there's something wrong with me that she just can't tolerate. I'm being locked for free. Does not.
Welcome to The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined here by Glenn Fitzgerald.
I like kiwis.
And Jed Brewer.
I also enjoy kiwis. Foreshadowing.
Whoa.
I don't think that's what foreshadowing means.
Foreshadowing.
Almost certainly not. We are answering a question that was written into The Bridge Loud.
Really sold it.
Yeah.
Yeah, still not true, but you sold it. We are answering a question that came into TheBridgeLoud@gmail.com, where you are welcome in to write in future questions. Our question came in tonight, and it says, I'm not homeless, but I can't pay my basic bills. I don't know how to fix this or make it better. What do I do? So we have done a previous show on helping friends who's about to become homeless, but clearly there are a bunch of people who are in this situation. And Glenn, where do we start off with this?
Well, I think the main thing that we want to say to you personally is that we care about this problem. We're sorry it's happening. We're praying for you. We're here for you. And that this is a common thing. This is not a statement on you, and you shouldn't take it as a statement on you. I think a certain amount of society tries to kind of preach to us that the more money you have, the more smart and better and whatever. So we feel the opposite of that when we don't have money. But the truth is, this can happen to anyone and often does.
It can happen anywhere. It has happened to a lot of people. I think you have some statistics on this, right, Jen?
I do. So the U.S. Census Bureau, here's what they have to say. This is official government statistics. More than 45 million people in the United States live in poverty. Mm-hmm. In a place where they really, really struggle to pay basic bills. And it turns out, actually, that more than 80%, that's more than 4 in 5 of people, so almost everyone you know or will ever meet, at some point in their life will be in danger of either being in in poverty or some kind of significant financial hardship. But to take it even further, I have been in places where I couldn't pay my basic bills.
Same here.
Yep.
And this is not the end of the road. This is not the end of your story. We're so sorry that you're facing it, but not only is this not a statement about you, not only do actually the vast majority of people in the U.S. come close to facing this, if not facing it right out at some point in their lives, but this is not the end. This is not the last word in your life. It's not the last chapter in your story.
It's not the end of the road, nor is this any other Boyz II Men song from the 90s.
Thank goodness.
It's not really any of them. I know that's not really a Q-Rock joke, but I think...
I appreciate it.
I think the status was big enough.
Yeah,
I think the people appreciate it.
That's right.
I think our rock friends appreciate a nice ballad.
Absolutely.
That's right.
I think it's worth going back to something Glenn was saying there, that there is a stigma attached to this. Mm-hmm. And it's a stigma that if you let it, can really drive you into bigger problems. Because this is... not being able to pay your bills is not having any inherent thing to say about laziness or moral fortitude or
irresponsibility.
Irresponsibility or that. It has something to say about the amount of money you have coming in versus the amount of money you have going out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we'll get into this later, but monitoring that, knowing what that is very important. Some basic life skills that we all should have been given, but we were too busy learning the Pythagorean theorem to learn things like balancing a checkbook and budget. Because, you know, I am out calculating triangles almost all the time.
Sure, absolutely. Sure. Yeah.
It's a huge thing. But there are some basics that you can do, that you can get involved in, that are going to help you look at this situation. And if you look at it, there's nothing you can't overcome with a little help. And we're going to get you more of that when we come back on The Bridge Loud.
Help me to win.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. I am still joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
I have actually had my TV confiscated.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Like because of what you were watching?
No, the landlord just wanted his rent and took my TV.
Wow.
That's
real. I've heard a lot of repossessed. That's the first time I've ever heard confiscated.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Also joining us with a man who probably has his own tale of having things taken away from him, Jed Brewer.
Well, I've had a moment of having a homeless dude come to me and say, hey, brother, can you spare me a dollar? And literally having explained, I have no money in my pocket or in my checking account. I have no money to give you.
In the interest of full disclosure, I will chime in and share that I have had my debit card turned down in the McDonald's drive-thru while ordering a single thing off the dollar menu.
Wow, that's rough.
Not a great day. When you get, and bless them, they're all hardworking people, when someone who is working the fast food drive-thru window looks at you with pity. That's rough.
That's low.
For the win, kicker. Yes.
We continue. Why we're talking about this is because we continue to answer a question that came into the bridge loud at gmail.com from a friend who says, I'm not homeless, but I can't pay my basic bills. I don't know how to fix this or make it better. What do I do? So we've definitely proved that we empathize.
Yeah,
right, that's right.
So, yeah. Glenn, where do we go from here? What do we get started on the fixing of it?
Well, I think it's important to get going early. There's a tendency to put these things off a bit because there's sort of an avoidance reaction here. Especially if we feel like we've been bad, wrong, irresponsible. We've done something to trigger this. So we feel like it makes us avoid dealing with it because we don't want to think about it because we feel so bad about it and bad about ourselves. But what we're trying to do is say that we care about you. God cares about you. This isn't the end of the road, as we were saying in that last segment. So it's time to get going early because the sooner we get going, the closer we are to getting that solution done, and we need to get after it.
I think it's a really smart way to look at that, of getting things going early, not avoiding looking at it. Jed, I think we can use some more advice. I think one of the things that ties into that is people, there's just kind of a hoping it'll all get better.
Yeah.
We probably didn't get into this situation via one bad decision, and rarely does someone get out of a money situation with one positive step. This has got to be a series of decisions, right?
It sure is. And the more that we can stare it in the face, the more we can refuse to hide from it, we're going to look and see what it actually is, the better off we're going to be. So here's how we begin that process, is either with pencil and paper, or if you have a computer, with your computer, write down, make a list, here's everything I owe every month. Here's what my rent is. Here's what my gas, my utilities. Here's what it costs me to eat. Here's everything. Gas in the car. Here's everything. Then write down, here's what I bring in a month. You know, got my paycheck. Maybe I have, secondary job that I do. And now we can see, here's the disconnect between those two things. That's going to be a crappy moment. That's not going to feel good, because what I'm going to see is, holy cow, I don't have any money. That's how we got here to begin with. But if we can look at it, not only in the big picture, but start to look at it in detail. Here's what's coming in. Here's what's going back out. Then we can start to make some changes. Then we can plot a path forward. Then we have hope that things will improve and not just wishing.
Absolutely right. When we look in his face, we find out that other things can do, and we're going to come back with a friend of ours who is an expert on things people can do to help digging their way out of this. We'll come back with that on The Bridge Loud.
Bridge Loud.
All right, we are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My friend Jeremy Nichols is the director at Cornerstone Community Outreach in the Uptown neighborhood, and Jed talked to him about some things we can do to get going on this.
You're listening to The Bridge Loud. This is Jed Brewer. I've got with me our good friend and an expert on dealing with homelessness and all kinds of heart issues. This is our buddy Jeremy Nichols from Cornerstone Community Outreach in Uptown. Jeremy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Jed.
So here's the question that we're looking at. I can't pay my bills. They're about to shut off my electricity. I'm having a hard time. What do I do? So where do we begin with that? What would you say to that person?
The first one is to call 311. They have a database that's set up, or a phone system that's set up, that can refer you to places which will help someone pay their electricity bills and so forth. There's an organization that Cornerstone's connected with called the Emergency Fund, and it provides immediate short-term help to those who are in need. So when your electricity is about to be turned off, they would refer you to somebody and you would take that bill and they would help you with that situation, depending on whether you can prove that you can keep it going and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, so it's through 311 and it's sort of crisis intervention money. But the important thing is they sort of want to see that you can actually pay the bill afterwards, and then they can also give you advice on different funding sources that would be able to help you at a reduced fare and all that sort of stuff. So either someone could write a check to ComEd or to People's Gas, or they would have this organization that could take some out of it.
If you've never done this before and you're going to pick up your phone and call 311, and it may be a little bit of a scary thought, what's waiting on the other end of that line? How does that work? Is there a human being? Is there a robot? You know, what happens when you call that number?
There's a human being. They might prompt you to call to go to this one if you need help financially, or push 1 for financial, or push 2 if you're homeless, push 3 for another reason. But at the end, you will speak to a person. Now, I'll be honest with you, it's going to take a while, and whenever I tell people to call 311, I tell them to be prepared, because you want to have all your documents ready to prove that you're in a place, to prove that you got a job, to prove that you owe this amount of money. No place is going to say, here's a blank check made out to you for $500. You know, they want to see all that. And when you call 311, before they refer you to an agency, they need to make sure that you're being genuine and that you generally need help.
Okay.
So have your lease, have your overdue bill, have your proof of employment or income. Okay. If you're on a fixed benefit, you know, have all that ready, because when you speak to them on the phone, then they set up an appointment, and then make sure you go to the appointment. Call 311.
All right, we do want to thank Jeremy for taking the time to join us. He mentioned 311 City Services. It's a very good resource. If you're outside of the immediate Chicago City area, you can call 312-744-5000 and get the same thing, that number again, 312-744-5000. We're going to come back with a little bit more for you on The Bridge Loud.
You are not a man that you change your mind. This is not a plan where someday I'll find that you've given up. Run out of love, run out of patience with myself. You made a mistake with the price that you've paid. You're moving on to someone else. Oh, you chose me, you chased me, you made a way to be with me when we were apart. Every sin, every lie, you forgive every time. Your faithfulness stops. And I like I've known before. This is not a game where you're keeping score of how I screw up, or if I do enough to make you think I am worth your time, where you're willing to talk, but you think that I suck, and I should shape up. Is your body
Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
All right, we are back with you on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. One more time, I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
I've been in the Burger King, and I thought these ketchup packets could really save me a lot of money at the grocery store.
That's certainly true. There's the theory is sound.
Yeah.
Also joining us, a man who's a big fan of the Burger King for a number of reasons, Jeff Brewer.
I really am, and that's just good financial planning. That's all that
that's
is.
That's right.
Financial planning is the term. We put to the ketchup packets. Somebody out there was just deeply offended.
Yeah.
This is almost what we do. We continue to answer a question that came in from our friend at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. I'm not homeless, but I can't pay my basic bills. I don't know how to fix this or make it better. What do I do? We've given you some good basic information. We've given you some statistics. We've given you an expert interview. But now we have something a little different, a little special. Maybe even a little secret.
The secret sauce.
Now, of course, this week that secret sauce is slathered over ramen noodles, but it's the secret sauce nonetheless.
Absolutely.
So, Glenn, you do have decades of experience working with folks, whether it's because they're coming out of jail or they're trying to transfer outside of a what's called a lucrative job in the pharmaceutical sales industry.
Right.
Into something a little straight. Poverty is one of the things that ties together almost all the groups of people we work with.
That's right.
So what have you learned to kind of help keep people encouraged?
Well, I think it's important if you're going to move forward. And the work that we do also involves spiritual growth, you know, not just getting your physical condition back on track, but having a foundation of something spiritual underneath you. And for me, I feel like I can't relate to God at all unless there's a sense that he can relate to my situation.
Yeah.
You know, I can't, we can't see eye to eye until I'm sure he gets where I'm going through. And one of my favorite quotes that Jesus says, at one point he says, foxes have holes and birds have their nests, but the Son of Man has no place to rest his head, you know, referring to himself, that he's basically saying, I am homeless right now.
Yeah.
And I think just that realization that this is a person who understands fully what it's like to be totally down and out means that whatever I go through, he can relate to that, he can understand that, and he can help me deal with that emotionally as well as just the physical elements of getting out from underneath.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And Jed, maybe if you can take us out on that very idea we started with of not judging yourself, not judging your situation, all the stigma that can be around being in financial hard times. And it's helpful to know that if God himself doesn't judge, why do we judge ourselves, right?
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. This is not the last word in your life. This actually doesn't say anything about you. I know it's hard to believe that in this moment. What we'll have far more to say about the kind of person you are and the character that you have is when you inevitably come to the other side of this and you have a bit of disposable income, are you generous to other people that are going through a hard time? Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. If you're listening to the show, I bet the answer to that is yes. We see that heart in you. We see that heart in our listeners. We love you. We believe in you. Keep your head up and don't give up.
Don't give up, and we'll be back with you here next week on the Bridge Lounge.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
The police, father, I'm your shot. You're the one who chose me. I'm not above any sinner I see. And if you love them, same as how you love me. It's how you love me. There before grace of God go on. Cause there before is where I stops.